Jason Swigart, Joel Sobotka back here at the Child Center with our Backwoods Brewing post-game show. And it's time for our post-game interviews brought to you by Pacific Office Automation. Problems solved here with head coach Shante Leggins. And Pepperdine was causing a few problems there to start the game. You throw in the emotion of senior night, it just looked like the guys were a little amped up to start. A lot of shots going long. How'd you get them settled down there and get them into an offensive flow to end the half?
Well, being down double digits, I think that amped them up a little bit. They're amped up, and my amped up's different. you know, they didn't really. They just looked a step slow to start. But again, like I said, it was senior night. You know, Chris was having it. You know, Vukashin and Coleman. Those guys are real big pieces of the team, especially. You know, Coleman doesn't get the minutes, but he's a great guy in the locker room. The guys really respect him. So it was tough, and I'm glad we got him out there. You know, in the first half with that media timeout. Kudos to Scott. Scott gave me the idea to put him in right before the media, so that was good. But you know, those guys got it together at halftime. They really went in there and focused in on really, you know, points in the paint. We really gave up points in the paint that first half, and I thought the second half they were really good attention to detail, and they followed the scout to a T, and so they played really well. So it was fun to finish off senior night like that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you gave up 26 points in the paint in the first half. You turn around and have 24 points in the paint in the second half, and you go 11 for 11 from the free throw line. I thought when you went to the smaller lineup, as well as Jermaine played in 549, he did amazing. But when you went small, I really didn't think they had an answer for you defensively when Max got going downhill and guys started, you know, picking their spots.
Yeah, they got put in some tough spots. And then, you know, I thought, you know, Max really did a lot of things towards the basket that really helped us and getting fouled and really putting guys in tough spots. And so that's one of the things that we always talk about, is really just creating an advantage, and Max ended up having some advantages. You saw Chris have some advantages towards the end of that, and you know, I was really, you know, happy that they really took advantage of those. Now we missed, you know, you can't tell me that Ozzie and Vukashin, our snipers, shoot the way they do and everyone else goes 8 of 12. You know, that's a thing. You know, Ozzie shot some good shots. He was 0 of 7 and Vuk was 1 of 9. So you're telling me those guys get those, but Bo goes 2 of 4, Max goes 3 of 4. You know, Jermaine hits one. Micah hits a huge one at the end of the half that really gave us some momentum. And Coleman went 1 of 2. So, you know, you're happy for those guys because they really stepped up and made shots when we needed. Our other guys weren't making them.
And I think the defensive intensity, you know, I hear Coach O screaming every day in practice about high hands. Get your hands up. We saw it tonight. Vuk's hands were up all over the place out there on Mo Odom, and hopefully they see the difference that it makes, because you got a ton of deflections in the second half.
It was a big difference, and, you know, I thought, you know, they call him Maxtivity. He got a lot of activity points and did a lot of good stuff and put us in a lot of good spots. And so that was one of those things where, you know, we really work on that, especially a team like this where they move the ball. Where they move the ball, and they do a great job of really putting guys in good positions, and so I thought they did good with that.
Yeah, and Coach, you mentioned, you know, guys off the bench, and I think the trust in your bench, even though you play your starters a lot of minutes, the trust you showed in the bench tonight. Vince comes in, like you mentioned, Micah with a huge three, Jermaine with huge minutes. How important was that tonight when guys seemed like they were a little bit off, they were pressing a little bit? How important was that bench tonight?
Well, they came in. I mean, I thought Vince came in and really changed the tide, the momentum. You know, like, it gets tough because you're trying, you know, you want to win these games, and then you get guys rolling, and they're not tired. I think our guys are really in good shape. And so with all the medias and some of the dead balls, obviously, I check on these guys. And so, you know, Vince is one of those guys that can play 40 minutes. He's played 40 minutes before for us. And so, you know, him being able to take back a role when these older guys are starting to play and play well, I think that shows a lot of character for him. And I think he sees, you know, his role right now is to come in, help, and change the dynamic of the game. And then, you know, you had Micah, who had a DMP his last game, but came in, he was ready. I thought he had a good week of practice. And it's tough because you want those guys to come in and play, but you also have those other guys that are playing really well. And, you know, we're on a kind of a nice little roll, and they got a good rhythm together. And so being able to put those guys into places is really good and really key for us. So I thought those guys did some really good things.
Chatting here with head coach Shante Leggins, our Pacific Office Automation post-game interview. You mentioned the three seniors that got their recognition here tonight. And just, it's funny, two of them came here with you at the very start in Coleman and Chris Austin, and then Vuk came the third year. couldn't have three more different personalities, different backgrounds, and yet these guys kind of formed the core of the group and this team over the last 3-4 years.
Well, it's been wild, especially where Coleman's come from. You know, he's become a pretty good player, and you know it's tough to have to sometimes, you know, see him work so hard and then not get the minutes. But he has earned so much respect from myself. Being here 4 years, you know, it's tough for college kids nowadays. He was really focused on getting his degree, and he was focused on doing certain things. And Chris coming over here from Fordham, when he did, he could have quit and packed it up a couple times and went back home to California, played at UC Riverside, or played at, you know, Irvine, or he could have went to, you know, he could have tried to jump on a L.A. school, but he loves it up here, you know. And then also you got Vukashin, who, you know, had a lot of suitors last year. You know, it's crazy to say, but he decided to stay here. Obviously, he didn't have the year he wanted to early, but I think the years that when you're watching him do his thing now, maybe those injuries did take some toll on him early in the season, and you could tell he's much quicker. He's moving well, and he's doing a lot of things that are helping his team be, you know, successful. And so it's been fun to watch him, you know, go through the ups and downs of the season. Now I hope these guys that are in this locker room see how seasons can go. You know, they didn't have the start they wanted, but they're having the finish they kind of wanted. You know, and so after that gauntlet of going 0-5, we have a winning record in the WCC, and we've done a lot of good things in the WCC this year. And you know, we're putting ourselves in position to maybe, you know, if some things happen, even though that sucks to say, you have to wait on other teams, but you know, we may have 8 victories here in one of the hardest WCCs that we've seen, at least statistically. And so that's something you can hang your hat on and see, hey, these guys have gotten better throughout the season. Now it's my job to figure out how to get these guys better before. And so we're clicking like they're clicking now. And, you know, just really proud of this group. And they stuck together. They could have folded it up 15 times this year and just called it a stinker of a season and just came in and said, oh, we're young and we're trying to do this. But, you know, the older guys, again, like, they showed a lot of character. Chris Austin, you know, it goes unsaid, but he had a DMP against St. Mary's. And mm-hmm. since that day, he's been an all-league type of guy. And so it's been fun watching him grow and play and get better and better.
What do you want to see, Coach? What's in one area that you'd like to see some improvement as you head to San Diego for the final regular season game and to continue this momentum as you go into March? What can you bottle that up? But what's an area you want to see get better?
Well, they got to come out with a little bit more intensity to start that game. You know, that's going to be huge for us. You know, this is, again, you can see the growth in our team. If that would have happened, you know, 5 weeks ago, maybe that's a really bad loss, you know, when we don't play the way we're supposed to play. But that shows growth. We fought through it and we battled and we played well. And so it was fun to watch those guys. So the start of that game, I didn't like the ball movement that we had. Mm-hmm. The ball wasn't moving, so we were easy to guard. It was easy. We're trying to go one-on-one when we're not that type of player. We got to move the ball. And then, obviously, the rebound side of things. You know, I thought – I don't know what we ended up with. I should know because that's the first thing I usually look at.
42-31.
Yeah, but we ended up having 15 a really good – yeah. And so we really ended up having a really good rebounding day, but we didn't want to give them offensive rebounds, which we gave them 9. Last time we played them was 15, so we want to keep that number around 6. And so being able to really – beat him on the glass like that was huge, and that's the same thing we want to have at our place. But we got to block out Jamison. He had 7 against us last game, so it's going to be huge for us to do that.
Well, you guys are victorious once again, now starting to put it all together at the right time of the year. The Portland women, I swear.
Oh, yes. Did you see that? We watched that. It was unbelievable. Shout out to Coach Mickey. He is the heartbreak kid, huh? Jeez.
If he doesn't have a cardiologist endorsement by the end of this season, I'm wondering what we're doing in the marketing department.
I also wonder if he ain't the coach of the year this year, then I don't know what else he's got to do. You know, he showed he can win close games.
Yep.
He shows he can, you know, do a lot of different things. He's got some new girls out there, and they're playing their tails off. And, you know, if he ain't the coach of the year, then I don't know what a coach of the year looks like, because he sure is. And so, you know, if I had a vote, I'd vote twice for him and not for anybody else, I'd say. But he's done a great job this year. Being able to watch his team play and how he goes about his business has been really, you know, I learn a lot from watching him and him do work. And so it's been fun watching him do his thing this year. So, you know, he is the coach of the year. They should have the player of the year on their team. And, you know, they've won a lot of close games. That's tough to do the way they've been doing
it. It's tough to do, to keep coming back like that. 68-67, Alexis Mark with an and one with 2 seconds to go. Little handshakes here for Vukashin Mašić. there. We'll let you go, Coach. I think Max is going to come out, and we'll get a few words from him. Maybe probably get nice. He got hit on the nose again at least twice.
He's just trying to get free throws, guys. don't fall for that. But, hey, yeah. Go Pilots. Thank you guys for your support all year, especially at home. It was a lot of fun tonight. See you guys here next year, and let's have a lot of fun, finish this thing off, and let's shock some people.